You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are on the couch officially. Welcome, everybody, as you always are this time on Fridays. This is the place that helps you make positive life changes, as I always say. Helps you with your relationships, gives you suggestions, ideas about how to make your life better in general. And as always, I have a great guest today. My guest is going to help inspire you to make your life better, more fulfilled. And let me tell you something. You can call me, as you always will, at 323-203-0815 if you would like to ask me or my guest a question about anything. And I'm sure when I tell you more about what she does, you're going to be calling like crazy to get some ideas about your life, what you're doing and all. Also, you can email me if you're one of those shy people, you don't like to get your voice on the air. You can email me instantly here at docmichelle, docmichelle at aol.com, docmichelle at aol.com, and we'll go from there. How's that? Welcome to the couch, as I always say, everybody. So let's talk about my special guest today. You may have heard her here on LA Talk Radio. You may have seen her on television, many channels, many radio shows. She has one of her own. And we're going to be talking about that. She's founder and host of Authentic You Radio and Television, and it's Michelle Arbeau. She internationally has a practice. She inspires and empowers others to live with authenticity. What does that mean? She's also a celebrity numerologist and has worked with many celebrities and other people in improving their lives. And her latest endeavor is called the Give Joy Now Project. What a great idea. What a wonderful kind of uplifting title for a project or a program that you're taking around the whole country. Michelle Arbeau, welcome to the show, honey. Well,
thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you in person, finally.
Likewise. Wow. I guess I wasn't expecting such a bubbly personality.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm always, you know, just... We're here to help folks, right?
It. Oh, I love it. I love meeting people who are just, you know, just glow. Like that lady in the waiting room said, you just glow, and it's so true.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, darling. Well, you know, it's so cool. On your website, you have this, you know, attraction of this person's going to help me. As soon as I went onto your website, I said, you know, she's got a lot going on. You know, this girl has really made herself... very helpful to others, and is putting, you know, you've got a radio and TV, you know, outlet where you put your ideas out there. You help other people get on the radio and television to spread their positive messages, which is so neat. And you're traveling all over. I didn't know you lived in Canada.
Yeah, so I'm a Canadian.
Well, that's great. And how do you like Los Angeles so far? You know,
well, I'm here a lot, so I love LA. It's kind of like my second home. So
good.
It always rains when I come, but nonetheless.
Oh, well, you know what? You get it, and you get all the green stuff going on, too.
Yes.
See, the clean air. Mm-hmm. See, the reason why it rains when you come is because it's clearing the air for you.
There you go.
So you won't be breathing the smog, Michelle.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your Give Joy Now project. It's an international campaign to help spread happiness and joy to people. And... What is that about?
Well, it's the way that it came about was I was at a crossroads in my own life. So I was really struggling with who I was and what I was, you know, focusing on.
Right.
I just felt like I was living for other people and I couldn't do it anymore because I was really very much a people pleaser in my early days. And I just kind of lost myself in the whole process.
Yes.
And so I came to this point in my life where I said, you know, I have to start living for me. And so I dropped everything. I dropped my title. I dropped all the work that I was doing, all the stuff that I had built. And I was really just kind of raw and real. And my husband and I, who thankfully we're always on the same page.
Yay.
We sold our house and literally most of our belongings. We left.
Wow.
We left the East Coast with literally a 5x8 trailer.
Wow.
With what we could fit, which wasn't very much. And we went across the country not knowing where we would end up. And,
wow.
And we took the Give Joy Now project with us. So we got these stones created, which everyone who got a stone had a unique number on the back so that we could track the stories.
Yes.
And everyone who got a stone was supposed to give, or I guess perform one act of kindness for someone else to give, to bring them joy.
Yes.
And because we were lacking joy, I was lacking joy. Mm-hmm. I had no joy in my life. So I wanted to do something for other people and just be nameless doing it. You know, go across the country. No one knew who I was, just handing out stones.
Yes.
And so we did that. We went across the country with all of these stones and the
cards.
What
a cool idea.
We gave them out.
Yes.
And we've been tracking stories. And it was a fun adventure. And we ended up stopping in Calgary because I had a friend there.
Yeah.
And it just snowballed. It was very much synchronicity. It was almost like when I let go of the control.
Boy, is that true. Yeah.
Of who I was and what I was supposed to be and
yes.
how I was supposed to live, then
yeah.
boom, it all fell into place. So that's how the Give Joy Now project was born. And actually at the same time, that's when Authentic You Media was born because
mm-hmm.
I wanted
yeah.
to be authentic, right?
Yes.
That was
yes.
kind of the core of who I was trying to be, which was myself, who I had never been.
Right.
I'd always lived for what other people thought I should be.
Right. Isn't that interesting when you decide to, and it's sort of in keeping with the law of attraction idea, when you let down that energy, when you let down those, I guess, defenses and, you know, those barriers of fear or of, we all do it, you know, of, oh my gosh, I've got to be this. As soon as you just kind of allow it to, from your mind, life starts coming to you. The universe starts sort of going, here you go, Michelle.
Yes. And you know, it was so funny because it was the same time when I started to step down from my head. I'm such an intellectual. I'm so practical.
Yes,
so
yes.
very much an overanalyzer. But
right.
at that point, I had nothing left really to focus on. So
right.
I came down a couple notches to my heart.
Oh.
And I followed what I was feeling rather than
yeah.
what I was thinking. And
yeah.
the whole journey was all about how we felt. And it
wow.
just, we let the wind take us, right?
Wow.
And I've never looked back because that's now how I operate. And
wow.
I'll tell you, from that moment, I've been in the flow of synchronicity and things have been coming at me from every direction. It's been just a snowball effect.
Wow, that is really amazing. That is so cool. We have a caller on the line already, so I don't know if they're going to ask about whatever. I have put a promo out there that you're talking about, you know, your projects and also that you are a numerologist.
Sure,
so get ready for these.
Let's take the caller.
Let's get ready for them. Hi, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and Michelle Arbeau. Who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michael.
Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I just want to say I'm an avid listener of On the Couch. Dr. Michelle, you are one of the most amazing people that I know, and I've never met you, but I can tell just by the things that you say and the show that you host, it is a blessing to be on the air with you, and it is such a blessing as well to be on the air with the other Michelle. Wow. Oh, my mind. I've just been listening in my car.
Yeah.
And this, like, everything you're doing just blows my mind, Michelle. It's inspiring to me, to be completely honest.
That's great.
Thank you.
Have you heard of or pulled up information about Michelle Arbeau?
You know, I have to say this is the first time that I have heard the name.
Okay.
I believe, in the back of my head, I believe I've heard about the project that she has started, because I'm very active in the spiritual community. I practice metaphysics and whatnot, so I try to stay posted and up on everything like that.
Great.
Love it.
Oh, but, that's great.
Well, I have a quick question for you, not the host of the show, but the guest.
Cool. Shoot. Go for it.
So I, growing up, have to say that I've been a people pleaser as well. I definitely have had situations in my life where I put other people's needs in front of my passion, in front of the things that I feel like I have to do for myself. Mm-hmm. And Michelle, my question for you is, where do you draw the line between helping somebody out and being there for a person and always wanting to attend to people, but at the same time being able to attend to yourself and say no to other people when you feel like it's your own time?
That's, you know, that sounds a lot like me. So I can definitely answer this one. You know, when I first started this whole thing about I need to be living my authentic self, one of the people that really struck me, you know, and stayed with me was Wayne Dyer, because he was able to say no and without
what?
Question.
Well, yeah.
And he, you know, he was very firm in it, yes or no. There was no, you know, sugarcoating it. There was no, you know, dancing around it. It was just a firm no or a yes. And I thought, wow, that's so intriguing to me. And I always attracted people who took my personal power. That was a huge pattern for me to break. And it wasn't until I came across someone who really ticked me off in terms of taking my power that I said, enough is enough. And it was all about reclaiming my personal power. It wasn't about trying to figure out, should I say yes, should I say no? Is this allowing me to say yes but still keep my personal power? Then that's how I knew that I was still being authentic and not going against who I was. So, yeah, that was my turning point for sure. So just do that check with yourself. You know, are you giving away your personal power when you say yes, or are you doing it while still maintaining your power?
Wow. And Michelle, just another quick question. I feel like sometimes I have a difficult time defining for myself what is my personal empowerment? Like, what does that feel like when you say, like, no? You know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to expect?
Well, you know, I had a hard time with the whole numerologist thing because I'm so practical. I mean, I'm practical to a fault. And I was always finding that I needed to explain myself to other people. And, you know, this is a good example of how to feel what it feels like to be in your power. And I got, again, at that place and that pivotal moment where I said, you know, enough is enough. I need my personal power back. I owned it. I said, you know what? I'm a numerologist and I'm really great with the numbers and this is my gift. So I'm going to own it. And if you don't like it, then that's great, because that's not you and that's not your cup of tea. So that's great. But that was when I really stood tall in it and owned every piece of me. And that's what I'm saying when I say authentic or being in your personal power. It's, does it feel like you're giving a piece of yourself away when you say yes? You know, that's the feeling it feels. And if you feel like you're giving stuff out and you're weakened by it, energetically speaking, if you just feel like you've given something away on an unseen level, then that's how you know you're giving away your power.
Wow. I know exactly what you're talking about, Michelle. That's perfect. You seriously helped me so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Michael, thank you for calling. You sound like a really great guy.
Absolutely. I have one last question. If not, if it's totally okay, you can kick me off because I know I don't want to.
Well, that's fine.
Michelle, if I give you my birthday, could you tell me something that I don't know about myself?
Uh-oh.
Absolutely. Do you have a pen?
Sure, I sure do. Okay. We're going to write this down. Here we go.
Well, this is exciting.
Alrighty.
All right.
Cool.
Shoot.
Okay.
It is May, so 5.
Yeah.
14th.
Yeah.
92.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I see where you've got some of that kind of people-pleasing energy about you for sure. You've got double nines. So let me just add this up. Hold on.
And this is, you know, there is a science to this, by the way, Michael. And all of you listeners out there who are interested in numerology, I mean, before the show, Michelle and I talked actually yesterday, and she did my numbers, and she nailed it. She was really on. So it's pretty amazing some of the information that she comes up with. How does this happen? What's going on? We don't know. But I think there's an intuition as well that's going on with Michelle.
Okay, so you've got the double nines. Double nines, nine is very ambitious. Well, it's ambitious, and it's idealistic, and it's responsible, but it's also very black and white, right and wrong energy. There's a lot of kind of set beliefs and set opinions and of how you think the world should be and how you think others should behave, and also your four life path. A lot of fours I find are very loyal people. They're very trustworthy people. But at the same time, they can get used and abused by other people because they expect others to be just as loyal and just as trustworthy, and then they don't end up being so. So definitely I can see where you're setting high expectations, but you're also giving a lot of yourself and not getting the same in return because you're so loyal and trustworthy. And the other thing is that you do have a lot of soul plane energy, and it's very sensitive. It's on the sensitive side, the most sensitive numbers. So you tend to get hurt easily, and it does hurt deep because you are so very emotionally sensitive. But I wanted to say that you're heading into a very profound change year next year. This year it's been more about a focus on relationships and shifting within relationships, either starting, ending, or changing them. And next year you're headed into a 16-7 energy, and it's written as 16/7 because the year itself it adds to 16, and then 1 + 6 = 7. So this particular frequency it's almost like when you get to the end of a 16-7 year, it's like, wow, I'm glad that's over. It was not that pleasant, but I'm a changed person. I'm a completely different person than I was when I began it. The word hate vibrates to the number 16/7. And it, you know, when you say I hate you to someone, it's very energetically stripping. You don't leave anything unsaid. It's all laid out on the table. And that's what a 16-7 year will do for you. It's very much about digging deep to find truth and about turning the page in a very, very big way. So it's transformational. Seven is the truth seeker number and the deep philosophical energy. So it's always about digging deeper for truth, but in a very significant way. So you will find next year that it may, you know, you may run into some challenges. You may run into a lot of experience that, you know, bring about sacrifice, loss, and hardship, those kinds of things. But it's going to be a great year at the end of the year because you're going to feel like, wow, I made a lot of progress on the inner level.
How's that,
wow,
Michael? Did that help you out?
Holy shit.
Well, that's cool. We don't have FCC stuff here.
I figured it was the internet and they have a 6-second delay so I could maybe. Wow, that's the only explanation that I have. I think I have to take like a 5 and sit and ponder that for a minute. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
You definitely can affect people in a very positive way with your which you do.
Thanks so much for calling in, Michael. I really appreciate your questions. They were great, and hopefully, I know Michelle helped you. You sound pretty blown away. So we're going to run, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. You're the best. And Michelle,
welcome,
thank you so much. You're wonderful. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you,
too.
Sir.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Wow, you blew him away, girl. That was great. Sounds like he was very
well,
in agreement with you.
Well, it was synchronistic. Yeah. I think he needed to hear it.
Yeah. I think you're right. Good stuff. You encourage people to live their lives without limits or labels. And so that's good because that way, you know, you talk about finding the authentic self. And you're right. I think a lot of times when we try to just please others as to what we should be, it's troublesome. It's
yes.
very and it makes for an angry person after a while. I can say
oh, yes.
this myself.
Very unfulfilled.
And frustrated and all. How do you suggest people find their authentic selves? And I know you gave great advice to Michael, but how can people do this? What are some of the concepts that you talk about in your public speaking and your radio and TV shows?
Well, like I say, for me, I was very analytical, and I never really went into the soul plane. And it's one of those places, and, you know, the law of attraction talks about it, that the feeling we put behind something is the most powerful thing of all. It's not necessarily the envisioning of whatever it is. It's the feeling behind it. And that's where you need to be operating from.
Right.
As, you know, as spiritual beings in human form, we have emotions for a reason, and it's not just to cause us pain and suffering. It is to feel good. And does it feel good? And, you know, I ask this question all the time to myself. I say, how does this feel? And if I feel like, and I imagine myself doing it and then not doing it, where is the sense of relief there? And it's bingo. It's right on the money every single time.
Yeah.
And you can't be authentic if you're doing something you don't really feel like it's right for you. So that's like number one right off the top. Do that, because that's going to get you to be your most authentic self right off the bat.
Right. So, you know, there are things we have to do in life. You know, many people, of course, is, you know, we have to work jobs and we have to have, you know, certain things. But it's also, I think, incorporating people to try to, you know, define their passions. What does make them feel good? And of course, we have to live and pay the bills. And but off to the side, in their downtime, maybe pursue those passions and possibly, you know, just fulfill themselves with goals as to how maybe, as you did, in your joy project, traveling all over, you know, the country to help people. How can I spread this joy within me? Things that really make me feel good. How can I continue this and be a happier person?
And, you know, that really hits the nail on the head, because I'm all about practical spirituality. You know, we don't have time to be meditating on a mountaintop all day. We have bills to pay and a job, you know, all those things, kids to look after, all of those things. And, yeah, you know, it took me 10 years to build what I have today.
Yes.
And it takes a while. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not going to lie. Most people who end up being in the public eye in some way usually have a long and convoluted backstory.
That's really true.
And, you know, you need to work toward it. And just take time for that. You know, don't lose yourself in the day-to-day mundane. Make sure that you're focusing on what makes you passionate and what makes you feel alive. Don't lose that part of yourself, because that's the authentic part. That's the part that's here for a reason and that needs to bring that gift to fruition.
It's true. And don't you think, Michelle, that a lot of, you know, getting to where you've gotten to, being an international speaker and author, and we'll talk about your upcoming book too, the journey is really cool. The journey is frustrating, but boy, are those great lessons sometimes.
Oh, wow. You know, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a thing. I mean, I've had a lot of bad experiences in my life. But I truly believe every single piece of it was a piece of the puzzle. And it was all meant to be. Every single bit. Every moment.
I have a lot of folks who come in to see me, and they are sort of, I guess, conflicted, because they grew up in environments where they sort of had to be people pleasers. You know, for one parent or the other, they had to sort of almost like walk on eggshells or be like, you know, the happy person in the family that made everybody feel good. So, I mean, there's, you know, there's sort of a dynamic going on there within them. And then they're, you know, as adults, they're just sort of like this. I'm tired of tap dancing for everybody all the time and giving and being up and trying to be the cheerleader, you know, many guys too, for life, for other people. And I just kind of have neglected myself. So it, as you have said, I think it's true, you know, really defining and getting in touch with, who am I really? But I always think that, you know, the personality, we are born with personalities.
Yes.
Your personality is giving. Your personality is intuitive. Your personality, maybe your siblings weren't like you, or if you have siblings, but you are the one who was very aware and very analytical, because that's how you survived. That's how you managed your environment. And it's a good thing. It's such a good thing. So, you know, I tell people, as you do, to really get in touch with who you are. How does it feel? If you're constantly, you know, in a place where you're having to please after a long time, just sort of think about, what would you like? You know, we tend to think, we people pleasers, we tend to think that, you know, if we're not doing that, or if we're not always, aware, hyper aware, that somehow we're not good enough, or not hurting, or we're going to hurt people or hurt their feelings.
That's right. Yeah.
But you know what? Part of being happy is loving them and allowing them and finding our own happiness. you know.
Yeah, and you know, the whole personal power thing. You know, it's the respect. You know, when you stand tall in your personal power, it's not about displeasing other people.
Right.
It's about suddenly they have respect for you and they don't take your power anymore.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, it's and you said the word sometimes. I always say, don't give the ghosts the old ghost's power. Don't give that old energy power to you know, overcome. It's funny, the week before Thanksgiving, all these people were coming in going, I have to be with the weird relatives. How shall I cope? You know, that was the big thing. So you would say, just don't give them the power and take your own power. Not to be narcissistic or weird or argumentative. Just be okay with it. Being okay with who they are. Is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to prevent. You don't have to perform. You don't have to do anything.
And, you know, the other thing I wanted to say about being authentic is that, you know, just go for it. Why not? You know, hold that feeling like a child would. I mean, if you look at a child, they literally think anything is possible. You can tell them, you know, the moon's going to fall to the ground today, and they would believe you. You know, they just have this incredible ability to say, you know, why not?
Yes.
And that's how I live my life. Why not? You know, when I think to myself, oh, I can't do this, or, you know, well, I don't see that as a possibility. Well, why not?
Exactly.
And that's how dreams are made, and that's how they're lived every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, if anyone's listening to my story and they think, wow, I could never do that. I could never sell my house and all my belongings and just go where the wind took me. Yes, you can. What have you got to lose?
That's great. That's really cool. So part of your teachings are to be authentic. And something else you really emphasize is to really think about how you speak and how you think, changing your language up. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
In terms of being authentic?
Yes. And or just in terms of your empowerment speeches that you give, you know, changing in thoughts and behaviors to find our own authenticity, but also just whatever sort of we say and what we're thinking automatically is we really have to tweak that a little bit. And how do you help people change that?
Well, my book is based on that, and it's about the energy of words, which, you know, if you think of the law of attraction, we imagine what we want, we put feeling behind it, and we wait for it to manifest.
Right.
But what if we go through our day saying, well, the problem is, or, you know, you say something great and then you follow it up with, but the problem is, what are you going to have in your life? You're going to have a lot of problems,
right?
So every day we say, we kind of have our own personal jargon list that we use that undermines all that beautiful stuff we're trying to manifest.
Energetically, we're
compromising that. And so my book is really based on what are you truly saying and how do you fix that? How do you change your energy through the words you're speaking to stop undermining what you're trying to bring about in your life in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've had many clients who have said things like the problem is, or used but all the time or those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So you're really, it's powerful.
Yes.
I mean, everything in the world is energy, based on energy. And even quantum physics is now on board with the fact that matter is not really matter as we once thought, but it's actually frozen light particles or slowed down energy. So knowing that, I mean, words also pack a very powerful punch, and you need to watch that. You need to get my book, number one, when it comes out in the fall.
What is the name of your book? And
it's called The Power of Words, Harness the Vibration of Language and Transform Your Life. So it's really, it's a kind of a combination of the Law of Attraction, which I consider it the missing key to the Law of Attraction.
Yeah.
And numbers. So you're looking at words through its numerical meaning, which will give you its energetic meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I tell you, every word, if you assign it a numerical value, it matches the dictionary definition and then some.
Wow.
So it can really tell you so much more about what you're saying when you say absolutely, or if you say great, or if you say whatever positive words. Even sometimes the positive words aren't so positive.
Yes, yes. It's true. It just sort of depends. And there, as I tell folks, it's like it's the thought behind it. You know, you can give somebody affirmations, you know, for years, and if they're not buying it or believing
it,
you know, it has to form a reality and sort of a cognitive shift of, you know what, it was funny, I was on my way here, and there were three accidents on the freeway, and I was saying, please let these people be okay. Please let these people be okay. And it was sort of like, I said, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to say, well, I'm here for a reason. So I'm stuck. It's all good. So, you know, you just sort of have to tweak the situations and the conversations and the people. And, you know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely know what you're saying. Yeah. And in the positive affirmations, I have a chapter in the book about that. And I talk about that.
Yeah,
it's,
you
know, you get those books and you read them and you think, I am thin. Well, I'm not thin. So,
you know,
I need to lose 10 pounds and that doesn't make me feel very good.
Yep.
So you need to customize it to you. Does it feel right? And again, it moves back to the feelings. How does it feel? Does it feel good?
Yeah,
and if it feels good, then it's
going
to work.
Yes. You know, you and I yesterday talked about self-sabotage. We talked about Lindsay Lohan, not to give her any poor thing. God, that poor girl. But, you know, a lot of people do self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
How would you suggest that they get out of that cycle?
Well, I think it boils down to that fear of success. You know, I had that very strongly, and it wasn't a fear of failure because I would go and get kicked down and be back up again and, you know, just like one of those punching bags that just keeps popping up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about the fear of failure.
Yeah.
It was the fear of success.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have that. A lot of people live that every day, and I think it's more common than we care to admit. And even Lindsay Lohan, I think she's carrying some of that.
Yeah,
that
I
fear
agree.
Of success.
I agree. And I think, you know, she also has the biological propensity towards addiction, I think, from her dad. But, I mean, that really doesn't help either. But
no.
She's got to climb out of this in some way. Maybe you could help her. Put it out
there
and help her
out.
Oh, I'd
love to. Well, you know, I think it comes down to self-worth again, too. And valuing, you know, back to that authentic stuff.
Yeah.
And back to stepping into your personal power. When you have a fear of success, you think you're not worthy of that level of success.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It all comes back to the same thing.
It really does. It all comes back to the same thing. So you're still traveling and you're still talking, you're giving lectures. Tell us a little bit about your messages on radio and TV that you're spreading as well.
Well, it's varied, you know, because I keep things practical. I love practical spirituality. So I've had the honor of being able to get into mainstream media, which typically numerologists don't get to do.
Right.
But I keep it broad and I keep it real and I keep it practical. So I am upcoming. I have a doomsday appearance on CTV.
You are so funny. Is this on the 21st?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I actually had the pleasure of doing the U.S. election on City TV.
Yes.
And this was in Canada as well. But we did a kind of a prediction episode about Obama.
Yes.
And Obama and his wife, Michelle, are both 11s, 11 life paths. So they're kind of like the 11-11 pair.
Right.
And
interesting.
There was no doubt that they had to be in office.
Yeah.
And
you know,
they absolutely do. And ironically, even though 11s usually aren't focused on the money, which is what everyone wants to see, is this financial crisis
to
be fixed. It's they need someone not focused on the money so that they can fix the money in terms of tweaking our vision towards what money is and how to deal with it. So
that's really cool. I really like that. What's up with the doomsday talk?
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to come about, you know, that whole topic from a practical perspective.
Sure.
Because people are all over the board with this and, you know, some people think it's literally going to be the end of time.
Right.
But the date itself, it adds to 11. So there's that 11 again. It's everywhere. People see it all the time and they call it the 11-11 time prompt phenomenon.
Right.
So we're all trying to figure out what does this 11 mean, right?
Yes.
And it actually means that we're moving from the 19th century energy, that nine, which is very idealistic, black and white, right and wrong, and it's all about money, power, greed, and the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in the 2000s, which is all about the number of intuition, sensitivity, cooperation, peace, and harmony.
That's great.
So it is technically the new age, so to speak, right?
Yes.
So how do we bridge the gap from the nine to the two?
Right.
Because we still need some of that ambitious energy, right?
Yeah.
So if you add 9 + 2, it's 11.
Yes.
So that is the frequency we're all moving toward. And if you notice, time seems to be speeding up. And people think, oh, where did the week go? And a lot of people are complaining about time just seeming to elude them lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because our frequency is increasing. So we're getting this new energy, and it's an 11. So I'm talking about that and talking about the date itself adds to an 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. Naval Observatory says that the winter solstice is actually at 11:11 a.m. Universal time.
Wow.
So there's that 11 even showing up in just regular mainstream you know, thing. So it's really neat to see and making those connections numerologically.
That's really cool. I had a client who made a schedule with me, and she said, I need to come in on, since the world's going to end on the 21st, can I see you on the 20th? And I said, honey, you know what? Let's make a date for the 28th as well, because we'll all be here. And it's just, you know, it's a subtle shift. Nothing serious is going to happen, per se.
And, you know, from a practical perspective, next year is really going to be about creating new. Because we know that the old structures don't work. We know that we got to do something to really get us out of this mess. So it's really a creative year next year. It's the number 6 year. So we're all about creativity and creative expression. So we're going to tweak and revamp and restructure, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, it's the mindset and change of this country. You know, it's a slow process. But like you said, it is. What do you think about the Mayans predicting all this? I mean, isn't that interesting? How
I think they were very aware. Yeah. And I think that they knew something. When they ended the calendar, they didn't mean that it would end.
Right.
They meant that we were tweaking the way that we view the world.
Exactly. Well, listen, this is great. I have so many other questions I wanted to ask you, but of course, as always, we're running out of time. So, Michelle, where can people get in touch with you and find out more about you? And also, if they would like to, you know, make appointments or have you speak anywhere.
It's my website is probably the main way you can reach me. It has all my contact information and my talent agency and all of that stuff on there. It's michellearbeau.com, and Arbeau is spelled A-R-B-E-A-U.
Great.
And Michelle is two L's.
Yes. We spell our names the right way, don't we?
That's right.
It's the correct French way.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, everybody. And listen, if you missed a lot of the show or a little bit and you would like to get more from Michelle Arbeau, my special guest, show will be up for replay, excuse me, or download tomorrow, later in the afternoon. And, of course, I'll have all the information on how you can contact Michelle and find out more about her and get some of maybe your problems or issues, or we didn't really talk much about relationships, but it's all, you know, together in how to kind of have an easier life for yourself. Find your authenticity to be a happier person. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're a doll.
You
really
too.
Nice lady. Good energy. All right. Thank you for being here as well, everybody. Sorry we couldn't get to all your calls. We had to cover a lot of information, don't you know? And again, you can find out more about Michelle if you would like. Check it out. All right. As I always say, do take care of yourself first. And then you'll be great for others. It's not narcissistic. It's the way it works, folks. That's what we're here for. Blessings to you all, and I will be back next Friday. You can stay on the couch if you like. It's Dr. Michelle. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing rays of colored light. Dancing.